it's our fourth game, and we've had a mixed bag and probably more bad than good so far in the league, in the sense that we've only won one out of the three. So listen, we're at home tomorrow, and we'll be looking to beat Kerry. You know, if we could put a bit beat them tomorrow, that would put them in no points and us in four, and leave us in a good position first of all to get safety, and then we could start looking upwards and maybe with the potential to get to a National League semi final.
The campaign so far, with this is the first time we got an opportunity to speak to you, I suppose some good, some very good, and some not so good.
Listen, we've only played in patches at the minute, Tom, and it hasn't been overly good, you know. Obviously Michael Murphy's form up until the sending off last week had been very positive, but in the downside, we've probably in two of the games we've been leaking too many scores, and we'd be disappointed from that point of view that maybe bar the down game week defensively we've been very weak, and that's somewhere we're going to look to improve tomorrow.
And have you got much work done in recent weeks, because I know you were a little bit behind others, I suppose, with the holidays and one thing and another, and obviously late getting back into training.
Listen, we don't get the same work done as the majority of the teams in the division, because I suppose we give them an extended break because of the training ban and then the holiday. But we're making a bit of progress from that point of view. We've been a little hampered by niggly injuries, but no more or no less, I would imagine, than most teams. So when we're playing a bit of catch-up, we're running out of time with regards to League 2 catch-up, so we've got to start getting the results no matter what. But at the same time, we'd be relatively pleased with the level of fitness we're at.
You mentioned injuries, and I suppose it's natural, given a long, hard season last year, that you were always going to have them, and you usually find teams in the second year that can become a problem. What's the latest state of play? I know when speaking to you earlier in the week, Neil Gallagher and Mark McHugh were your main doubts for tomorrow.
Neil seems to be okay. Like, you know, he wasn't a full pet there last week, and that was one of the reasons why we put him inside. You know, he's a niggly wee hamstring, but he trained on Wednesday night, and we're quite hopeful that he'll play tomorrow. And Mark went off last weekend with a bang in the calf, but again, that looks, it appears as if it's clearing up. We know for certain now tomorrow morning, but we'd expect both to play, and that would leave us only really down Carl Lacey, David Walsh, Christy Toy, Daniel McLaughlin. The four of them are injured at the minute, none of them expected back anytime soon, so you know, as things stand, we'd be reasonably strong tomorrow.
Yeah, we know obviously Carl Lacey is in rehab at the moment, hoping to get back shortly. David Walsh is back doing some work. Christy obviously is going to be out a little bit longer term, and Daniel McLaughlin is probably one we haven't heard of. What's the state of play with Daniel?
Daniel has a little bit of knee ligament damage, Tom, but again, thankfully he got a scan there last week, and it's not overly serious, and we'd expect him back maybe in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
And obviously you haven't finalised your team for tomorrow.
No, not yet. We're waiting on Neil and Mark. They're both actually doing, Neil's doing a wee run today and Mark in the morning. But looking, it'll be along similar lines to last week, to be honest, Tom, you know.
Kerry, you know, they're really struggling coming to Ballybuffet looking for points.
Listen, they haven't had the start they wanted, you know. Obviously, the change in management, and the game in Fitzmaurice has given the older players, some of them, an extended break, and particularly some of them that have been involved in club football, the Gooch and Paul Galvin. He's given them an extended break, and I think he's made the decision, listen, if I go down, I go down, but I'm going to give some of these younger lads game time and see can they develop for me for the summer. And he's probably feeling if they do go down, Division 2 wouldn't be the worst place for them to rebuild next year. But you know, they were much improved last Sunday, and I expect a big improvement from them again.
Yeah, quite a few back last week, quite a strong team. And I think, did I see this morning's papers that they have named 10 or 12 of the side that played in Croke Park in August?
They have, yeah. I looked at the team there, and there's 10 or 11 of them certainly played against us last year. And you know, they're experienced players. We look at the defence, the two O'Shea's, the Vaden O'Mahony, the Owen Brosnan, Donahue then in the middle of the park. They're very experienced, better players, and you know, they've been around. They've won an awful lot more games than they've ever lost, and they'll be looking to get another win tomorrow.
Looking at the league table overall, you know, there's nothing decided yet. Obviously, Dublin, Tyrone, Kildare are kind of setting the pace, but there's no great daylight between anybody. This weekend really could be a moving weekend, as they use the term in golf.
It will be, surely. You know, I think particularly the games involving ourselves and Kerry, and is it Down and Mayo, you know, whoever wins them games, you know, could either be looking up or looking down, you know. So look, we'll only worry about ourselves, and if we were to win tomorrow, it'll put us on fourth, 4 points, and we'd be no worse than fourth position, or level joint fourth in the league, which would give us a chance to get away from relegation and look towards a league semi-final. And you know, there's a perception there that we're not overly interested in the league. Well, it's It's not our number one priority. We'd love to, number one, stay up, and if we got the opportunity to make in a league semi-final and get an extra game, that could only be positive for us.
And tomorrow you have to really win if you want to achieve that.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big game. You know, we've only won more at home after that. It's any day you bring Kerry into town is always a good day. You know, the number one team in Ireland over the last 10 test, you know, and if we could win tomorrow, we'd be happy men.